This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text 12. Kanshanta karmanam siddhim yajanta iha devataha kshipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. Kanshantaha. Desiring.
Desiring.
Karmanam.
Of
fruitive activities.
Siddhim.
Siddhim.
Perfection.
Yajante.
Yajante.
They worship. By sacrifices. Iha.
In the material world.
Devataha.
The demigods.
Kshipram.
Very quickly.
He.
Certainly.
Manushe.
In human society.
Loke.
Within this world.
Siddhi.
Success.
Bhavati.
Comes.
Karmaja.
From fruitive work.
Men in this world desire success in fruitive activities, and therefore they worship the demigods. Quickly, of course, men get results from fruitive work in this world. Purport. Come in, come in. Hare Krishna. Maybe you want to move up. Okay. We'll take a technology break for a second and let's see what kind of input this has. That's the crucial question. Whether it has...
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's something which... Not too sure.
No, that's not bad. This is... Output... This is, of course, they're very close. Problem. Well, the problem is that they're close and I don't want feedback. That's the right thing. Ooh. Now the question is whether we're going to have feedback or not. Let's see what we have. Tape, tuner, CD. Doesn't even say. Oh, this is phones. That's it. This is output, not input. Doesn't have input.
Input, yeah.
There is no input. At least that, not that I see. No input, no fun. Nope. Nope. The only input is for power. And that doesn't help us. Nope. Good try. We'll just talk loud. Okay. There's a great misconception about the gods or demigods of this material world. And men of less intelligence, although passing as great scholars, take these demigods to be various forms of the Supreme Lord. Actually, the demigods are not different forms of God, but they are God's different parts and parcels. God is one, and the parts and parcels are many. The Vedas say, Nityo Nityanam, God is one. Ishraha Paramaha Krishna, the Supreme God is one, Krishna. And the demigods are delegated with powers to manage this material world. These demigods are all living entities, Nityanam, with different grades of material power. They cannot be equal to the Supreme God, Narayan, Vishnu, or Krishna. Anyone who thinks that God and the demigods are on the same level is called an atheist or Pashandi. Even the great demigods like Brahma and Shiva cannot be compared to the Supreme Lord. In fact, the Lord is worshipped by demigods such as Brahma and Shiva. Shiva Virinchi Nutam. Yet curiously enough, there are many human leaders who are worshipped by foolish men under the misunderstanding of anthropomorphism or zoomorphism. Iha Devata denotes a powerful man or demigod of this material world. But Narayan, Vishnu or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, does not belong to this world. He is above or transcendental to the material creation. Even Sripad Shankaracharya, the leader of the impersonalists, maintains that Narayan, or Krishna, is beyond this material creation. However, foolish people, Kritagana, worship the demigods because they want immediate results. They get the results, but they do not know that results so obtained are temporary and are meant for less intelligent persons. The intelligent person is in Krishna consciousness, and he has no need to worship the paltry demigods for some immediate temporary benefit. The demigods of this material world, as well as their worshippers, will vanish with the annihilation of this material world. The boons of the demigods are material and temporary. Both the material worlds and their inhabitants, including the demigods and their worshippers, are bubbles in the cosmic ocean. In this world, however, human society is mad after temporary things, such as the material opulence of possessing land, family, and enjoyable paraphernalia. To achieve such temporary things, people worship the demigods or powerful men in human society. If a man gets some ministership in the government by worshiping a political leader, he considers that he has achieved a great boon. All of them are therefore kowtowing to the so-called leaders or big guns in order to achieve temporary boons, and they indeed achieve such things. Such foolish men are not interested in Krishna consciousness for the permanent solution to the hardships of material existence. They are all after sense enjoyment, and to get a little facility for sense enjoyment, they are attracted to worshipping empowered living entities known as demigods. This verse indicates that people are rarely interested in Krishna consciousness. They are mostly interested in material enjoyment, and therefore they worship some powerful living entity. Om Jnanati Mirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam rupa kada mahyam tathati shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Gaganatan Vitam Stam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchako Pitrubhyascha Kripasindho Bhyayeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasani Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Kanchanta karmanam siddhim yajanta iha devataha kshipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. Could I get a little water? It seems that Krishna doesn't think very much about the Hindu religion. Doesn't have such a high opinion of it. Right? No. This is essentially the Hindu religion. We want some material benefits for our family, for our health, for our business, for our home, for various kinds of, maybe for some position, various kinds of enjoyment. And therefore we turn to different powerful controllers who we think can give us what we're after. If it's health, then maybe we worship the sun god. If it's money, then we worship the money goddess. If it's some other kind of, if we're trying to get rid of some obstacle, then we worship Ganesh. If we want this, then we worship that. If we want something else, then we worship someone else. Kanchanta. In the mode of passion, especially, one wants so many things. Kama kami. Increasing desires. And to satisfy those desires, some, of course, those who are impious, they just grab. They just try to directly get their paws on it and enjoy. But those who are pious go to these demigods. And they perform religious rituals. They sometimes undergo hardship, austerity, voluntary denial, self-denial to get something. Sometimes they're in the mode of ignorance also because they want something impossible. Kanchanta karmanam siddhim. They want to get the perfection of their work. Yajanta ihade, in this material world. Their goal is not beyond this life. Their goal is, I want to enjoy in this life. Or maybe in the next life, in someplace else in this world. In the heavenly planets, in some better life. But the desires don't go beyond this material world. Kangshanta karmanam siddhim yajanta iha devataha. And therefore they're worshipping some deity. When I was on Padayatra in South India, we stayed at the home of one businessman, cinema owner. He was doing quite well, and he showed us his temple room. He had a big statue of Ganesh, silver, and he was doing every day very religiously puja to Ganesh for success in his business. That was his purpose. So, kanchanta karmanam siddhim yajante iha devata. This is the situation. Srila Prabhupada extends it. He points out that the demigods are just powerful people. The Brahma, you can also be Brahma. You can also be Varuna. You can also be Indra. Perform enough pious activities, you can take that post. That post is awarded to different living beings. Of course, the post of Lord Shiva is different, Durga is different. They're directly special energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, they're not the personality of Godhead. Eka Brahma Dutiyam Asti. There's only one Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ekala Ishra Krishna Arsabhitya. You can come around. There's more space. Hiranyakashipu was such a person. He was worshipping Brahma with the idea of becoming immortal. But Brahmaji told him that even I'm not immortal. Abrahma bhuvana loka punarvartina. Even if one goes to the highest planet, the planet of Brahma loka, one has to come back down. Even Brahma is not exempt from the laws of birth and death. But Hiranyakashipu still is worshipping Brahma to get some impossible result. Similarly, Ravana was worshipping Lord Shiva. And there are so many, sometimes mad in their desires, that Vrikasura was worshipping Lord Shiva to get some terrible benediction, that whosoever head he touched would have his head fall off. Anyway, there, people want some sort of power, they want sex, they want money, they want position, they want fame, they want things. And so they worship such and such demigod. Or sometimes, to hedge their bets, they worship several demigods. If this one doesn't give me, that one will give me. If this one's not the one, that one will be the one. We, just like in politics or in business, when we bribe, we can't just bribe the party in power. We have to bribe the party that's out of power, because they may next be in power. So in this way, we cover all the possibilities so that whoever's in office, he'll be our man. He'll have our interests at heart. So people are worshiping a multitude of demigods to cover their various interests or to cover the various possibilities, because they're not sure who's in charge of what. So they'll and they're afraid that if we leave someone out, you know, oh, I forgot to bribe this one and he's the one who came into office. So if I don't satisfy this demigod, then my whole project may be spoiled, so I have to make sure I satisfy him also. In this way, worshiping a multitude of gods. Or Srila Prabhupada extends it, big men in this material world. People cozy up to some minister or maybe the president or a general or someone who's powerful, because they want to be near power so that some of that power will rub off on them. Or in business, they want to be close to where the action is and get the favor of the CEO or the favor of the department head so that they can move up the ladder. In academia, they try to get in good with the the board members, or you know, whoever it is that's deciding on salaries, tenure, economic, academic advancement, or whoever's awarding grants. Very important. They cultivate, try to satisfy the big guns of this material world. So, kshipram hi manushe loke. By worshipping the various demigods, one may get quick results. Lord Shiva is known as Ashutosh. Very quickly satisfied. So people think, that's nice. Why should I worship Krishna? I'll worship Shiva. Quick results. But they don't know that these results are temporary. The results are temporary. There was some discussion between Prakshit Maharaj and Supadev Goswami that Lord Shiva is so poor that he can't even provide his wife a place to live. They're living under a tree someplace. And Lord Vishnu is Shripati, Lakshmipati, the husband of the goddess of fortune. And yet we see Hare Krishna. Yet we see that the devotees of Vishnu may be very poor. And the devotees of Lord Shiva may get rich quick. Hare Krishna. So it appears to be contradictory that the worshippers of Lord Shiva are getting rich and the worshippers of Lord Vishnu are not so wealthy, not so prosperous. So Sukadev Goswami said, yes, this question was also asked by your grandfather, Yudhisthira Maharaj, to Lord Krishna. And in summary, the devotees of Lord Shiva may be getting rich, but what they're getting is temporary. Lord Shiva's, who's providing these facilities? They're provided by Durga Devi, the goddess of this material world. Maya personified. The illusory energy. So they're worshipping Durga, they're worshipping Shiva, And they're quickly getting some result, but the result, what do they say? Easy come, easy go. The result is not substantial, like the result that we get in a dream. What intelligent person would say, if only I could be king in my dreams? That doesn't make sense. If I want to be king, I want to be king for real, not in a dream, where I'll wake up in a couple of hours, and even dreams don't last a couple of hours, they really last a few minutes.
Just a few seconds.
So, what's the use of being king in a dream? But this kingship in this material world is like that. When Brahma blinks his eye, a whole empire has appeared and disappeared. British Empire, Nazi Empire, French Empire, Spanish Empire, Jayanagara Empire, this empire, that empire. They come and go just like that. They appear to be very substantial to the less intelligent. Alpamevasa. Tadbhavati alpamevasa. Antavatu palam tejam. Tadbhavati alpamevasa. Krishna said that what we get by worshipping the demigods is antavat. Antavat means it comes to an end. And therefore, these things are pursued by alpamedasa, those who are short on brain substance. Alpamedasa. Short on brain substance. Unintelligent. Just like, suppose I buy a house. So I don't want to buy a house that I can stay in for a week and a half, or for a year. First thing I want to ensure that my property rights are solid, that no one can throw me out, that if I'm building here, I can stay here for the next 50 years. We want to make sure that it's going to last. But in the material world, nothing's going to last. It all comes and goes. It all has a beginning and an end. And therefore Krishna says, an intelligent person, Buddha, nateshu ramate, that's not where he gets his pleasure. Lord Krishna replied to Yudhisthira Maharaj that yes, people worship Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva gives indiscriminately, whatever you want. But the devotees of Lord Vishnu is very considerate. He doesn't give the devotee something that will hold him back in his spiritual progress. And yasyaham anugranami harishe taddhanam shanai. If Krishna is very kind, he said, then I take everything away from him. So that he surrenders to me and becomes actually happy. But people are under misunderstanding. They don't know that what the meaning of God is. They think that there can be so many gods. God for this, God for that. And they don't recognize that they're one supreme living being among all the innumerable living beings. Nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitanam. Among all the eternals, there's one supreme eternal. Among all the conscious living entities, there's one supreme conscious living entity. Eko bohanam yo vidatati kama. That one is supplying the necessities of all the others. He's supplying the necessities of all the others. So one should understand that there's one Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everyone else is His servant. Asamordva. The definition of God is that no one can be greater than Him, and no one can be equal. The impersonalists think that ultimately God is impersonal, so you worship any of these manifestations, Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, Ganesh, Surya, that's all the same. Because you're worshiping the same truth, just in a different form, whichever form you choose. But whichever form you choose, it doesn't matter, you'll go to the same destination. But Krishna doesn't say that. Devan Devi Ajo Yanti Madhyanti. What is that? Devan Deva Yajo Yanti. Mamapi. Those missing a word. Devan Devi Ajo Yanti Madhpakta Yanti Mamapi. Like that. Those who are worshipping the demigods go to the different abodes of the demigods. But those who worship Krishna go to Krishna. Not that whatever we do, we go to the same destination. So, there's so many people there. We published sometimes in Back to Godhead some articles with this point, that Krishna is the supreme and all the demigods are just that. They're demigods, they're subordinate, they're under Krishna, they're not equal. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahmarudradi Daivatai Samatrenaiva Viksheta Yad Pashandiva Vedru. And Shastra says anyone who thinks that worshipping Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and other deities is on an equal level to worshipping Narayan is an atheist. He's an atheist. If I don't believe in God, or if I believe that everyone's God, it comes to the same thing. So we published such articles, and then we got a lot of protests. This Hindu society, that Hindu society, that you're not properly representing the Hindu religion. And they're quite right, we're not representing the Hindu religion. We're representing Bhagavad Gita as it is. You know, they're Hindus, but if you ask them, do you accept Bhagavad Gita? They'll say, oh, yes, 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 yes. But then if you present to them what Bhagavad Gita says, no, 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 no. Because they haven't actually understood the science of Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktosime sakha cheti rahasyam yetarutana. The science will be understood by the devotees, by those who come in the devotional line. Otherwise, yoga maya samavrata, even great scholars will be bewildered. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach pure devotional service to Krishna as found in Bhagavad Gita, and that's the program of our Krishna consciousness movement. I still have a little left. If you give me more, I'll drink too much. All right, some questions.
Maharaj, where has this confusion in Hinduism come from?
Where does it come from?
Yeah. Why so much confusion?
Kankshanta karmanam siddham yajanti, because people want material benefits. Kamais taister hritagana prapadyante nyadevata. Hritagana means deprived of knowledge. Their knowledge is taken away. Maya hritagana. Kama is taista, because they have, they're full of desires for sense enjoyment. You can come around. There's lots of space. They're blinded by their desires. Just, we see practically, a person who's just lusty after something, he loses his good sense. Kamaisthaisthirhitagyana. What is that? Yes, he loses his sense. So, kamaisthaisthirhitagyana. And when they've lost, first they're full of desires, and then because they're so full of desires, their intelligence is out the window. And then prapajantena devata. Then they surrender to some demigod, and they make a whole religion out of it. Yes, this is the Hindu religion. Yes, this is this, this is that. In African religion, they do the same thing, right? They worship this one for this, they worship that one for that. They don't consider what is the ultimate goal of my life. What we were talking to someone today, what was he said was the goal of his life? To live long. I said, what is your goal in life? To live long. Right? To live a long life. A long and healthy life. So I said to him, but so in America we have trees that live for thousands of years. So what's the benefit of your long life? How is it better than the long life of the tree? Jesus Christ lived for what? 32 years. And the sequoia trees in California live for like 5,000 years. So what do you want here? Hritagyan, it's not very intelligent. Just to live a long time. Sukadev Goswami makes this point in Srimad Bhagavatam. Then they'll say, yes, but the trees don't breathe. We're human beings. We breathe. We're living and breathing. So then the answer is that in the blacksmith shop, the blacksmith has a bellows. It's also breathing. It's also a bag of skin like you, and it's also breathing. So then how are you better than the bellows in the blacksmith shop? Then the answer is yes, that tree lives a long time, and the bellows also breathe, but they can't eat and drink and have sex. But then the answer is that the all around us, the other animals are eating and drinking and having sex. So how does that make us better? Pashavopure, Shukadeva Goswami uses the expression other animals. That means, sir, you're also an animal. Simply interested in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But that people being less intelligent, that's what they want, some temporary benefit. So they sacrifice their intelligence. And then they surrender to such and such God. And then if you say, well, this is not the ultimate, then they're offended. So out of sentiment, out of material desire, out of less, a poor fund of knowledge, they present these things as being religion. Dharma kaitava. But Sukadeva Goswami says this is cheating religion. In Bhagavad Dharma, this is kicked out. Dharma prochita kaitava chaparam. Nirmatsaranam satam. And bogus incarnations, they also help with these things. Mm-hmm. Some bogus incarnation comes and says, you worship Kali, worship Durga. And then people worship him as God. But what to speak of being God? He's not even intelligent. He's Ritigyana, deprived of intelligence. And people are worshiping him as God. Well, these foolish things are going on. Manda sumanda mateo mandabhagya upajita. In Kali Yuga, the symptoms are people are manda. Manda means slow. People are slow. It means dim with it, slow with it. They don't get it. They don't figure out. They're like the ass. The ass just doesn't figure out that I keep walking and the carrot keeps walking with me. He's not so bright. So people are manda, slow. And sumanda mateo, misled. There was some guru some years back. He was very popular. He was advocating that why are you listening, reading all these scriptures and following all these rules? You should do what you feel like doing. You should have sex. You should enjoy yourself however you like. And foolish people, they thought that, yes, this is yours. Now we found the real man. Because they're fools, so they naturally are attracted to a big fool. Manda sumanda mateo. People are misguided by cheaters. And mandabhagya, therefore they're always unfortunate. And upadrutaha, in anxiety. Natevidu svartakatim nivishvam. Durashaya. Durashaya, ye, bahirartamanina. They're all interested in external, temporary things. Because they don't know that the real goal of life is Vishnu. Is that okay? Something else? Yes.
Please throw some light on devotional service. Sarvanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Upasanam, Archana Indramanam, Vasam, Sakya, Akhmanam.
Yes, Navavidha Bhakti, nine kinds of devotional service. Someone's more attracted to hearing, someone to chanting, someone to remembering or praying. Devotional service is absolute by any one of these means. One can attain perfection. Vishnu, because they're all dedicated to Vishnu. Bhakti means to Vishnu. Sometimes we hear about Shiva Bhakti or Durga Bhakti. But properly speaking, bhakti means Vishnu bhakti. Of all the methods, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially emphasized hearing and chanting. Shravanam Kirtanam. That will be very effective. Therefore, we're inviting everyone, come chant with us. Come sit and hear something from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Very easy to do. And joyful. Kevalaya Ananda Kanda. A very joyful path. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartam. So devotional service is the real business of the living being. It's his eternal function. And it's a very confidential secret. But it's purifying, pavitram, and Susukam, it's very joyful. And Pratyakshavagamam, by devotional service, one will directly perceive the result. Prabhupada gave the example that if you've eaten, you don't need a certificate. Now I've eaten. Have I eaten? Yeah, they gave me a certificate, I must have. Not like that. You'll immediately experience that now I feel satisfied, I don't want to eat anymore. And those who take to devotional service, they become joyful, and then they're not interested in gambling, meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, or getting boons from the demigods. They're interested in the real business of life. Devotional service is not on the level of some religion. There are so many religions or religious paths for getting economic progress, or the economic progress is aimed at sense gratification, or they, after that, when they've had their fill of sense gratification, then they want moksha, liberation. This is all what the Bhagavatam calls cheating religion. We go to the church, in Africa it's a really, they're big time cheating, you know. The ministers outright, you know, preaching prosperity. God doesn't want you to be poor, brother. God is rich, and you can be rich too. Just have faith in God. I didn't have enough money to pay the rent, and then I prayed to God. And now I'm driving around in Mercedes-Benz, because God is so kind, and God is so great, and praise the Lord, He gave me a Mercedes. You know, outright, bold-faced, blatant appeals to the desire for material wealth and enjoyment. That's cheating religion. Whether it's in Africa, America, Asia, India, it's cheating religion. Cheating religion. So Krishna consciousness is not another such religion where we're doing some rituals and then we expect that our health will get better, or that we'll find the wife that we're looking for, or the husband that we're looking for, the job that we're looking for, the whatever else it is that we're, career, whatever we're looking for. If I do my puja and have faith in God, then all my prosperity will come. That's not the purpose. That's not bhakti. Tat pratenya nirmalam. Bhakti is performed in pure consciousness. Rishikena rishikesha sevana. Anukulyena krishna anushilana. It's for pleasing Krishna. It's not another way to get something for my own sense gratification. That's quite the dharma. But Sanatana Dharma, Bhagavat Dharma, means to recognize that my real business in life is to serve Krishna. That's bhakti. Not for any ulterior motive. Ahetukiya pratiyata. Is that okay? Thank you. Good question. Something else? Yes?
But Maharaj, how do you explain what, like, Christians around always say, like, animal slaughter and maybe having sex, and they say it's justified in the Bible that they should kill animal for food and have sex for it?
Yeah, everyone will, the Hindus will also do that. They'll find, everybody will do that. Like a lawyer, he'll do that. He finds, that's the job of the lawyer, to look through the books and find some way. Nope, Your Honor, my client's not responsible because of this, that. They find some loophole. right? The lawyers are doing that. So the bogus religion people, or the materially motivated religion people, they study the scriptures, but their study is, how can I find something for sense? Even we find people in the Krishna consciousness movement, they search through the Veda base looking for something that justifies what they want to do. Right? If they want to get married for a fourth time, or they, you know, whatever it is that they want to do, they look and try and find something, a hit, you know? What they call a proof text. They look for some text that will prove that, yes, you see? So if you're looking, you can find something. You'll find something in the Bible, or you'll find something in the Vedic literature. At the time of Lord Buddha, that's what was going on. People wanted to eat meat, and they said, see, there are all these sacrifices for killing animals. That's what we're doing. But those animal sacrifices weren't for that. They were for testing the Vedic mantras, and the animal would get a new life. It wasn't just for... satisfying your tongues and bellies. But people will find a way to find an isolated word here or a sentence there and take it out of context and make it mean what they want it to mean. They do it with the Bible, they do it with the Quran, they do it with the Bhagavad Gita, they do it with any scripture. Find something that can be taken to justify what they want to do. Why did Jesus come to this world? To bless my tuna fish factory. Right? They don't like the message that you should put aside your material wealth or your material gain and sacrifice your life for me. But if I can find some place where it says that he ate fish, well, okay. Praise the Lord. So they're looking for something. And so often they take things out of context. I could give you examples from how they find something in the Bible taken out of context. Or even if it's allowed in the Vedas, there's an allowance. All right, you can eat meat, you can do this. Under conditions. They want to throw away the conditions and just say, see, it says we can eat. In the Bible, you can sacrifice an animal. It has to be on a certain kind of altar with certain kinds of priests. The altar has to be so many cubits by so many cubits. Then you kill the animal a certain way, and then you sprinkle the blood over everyone. They don't do that. When you take your little Christian kids to McDonald's, they don't sprinkle blood all over them. But these things are there to discourage these. Pravittim sarvabhutanam nivrittim cha mahapalam. Like that, manusmriti. Everyone's after sense enjoyment. But the real gain comes from the path of detachment. Nivritti mark. The path of enjoyment is the very slow, 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 slow path. Detachment is the thing. Vairagya vidya nidra bhakti. Okay? Something else? Shall we stop here? So tomorrow's the Gaur Purnima.
Yeah.
And what's our program? The evening.
Six in the evening.
Mangalarti.
Yeah.
Mangalarti is there in the morning. Yeah. Six in the evening. We'll have our program. Okay.
His Holiness Jaya
Dutta
Maharaj Ki
Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.